Al Petrelli, the guitarist and the musical director for the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, is here on The Sound. Al, these concerts have become such a holiday tradition for so many people.
Oh, God, it's become a holiday tradition for so many people. I mean, you know, you're talking about, I guess, almost 24 years now we've been recording and 20 years of touring. And it's like watching one of your kids grow up. You know, it's just, it's grown into something that, you know, you're so proud of. And, you know, never in a million years did I think it was going to become this. And never did I think that, you know, folks would be coming out this many years, year after year after year, to share their holidays with us. It's really just an honor and a privilege.
Well, we should say that you're going to be at the Tacoma Dome on Sunday, November 25th, which is the Sunday.
First time ever, by the way.
This is so perfect because it's the Sunday after Thanksgiving. I mean, people are really going to be in the holiday mood, and you're going to be doing the Ghost of Christmas Eve.
That we will. We've been bringing that through your neighborhood for years now, and people just have fallen in love with Paul O'Neill's story, you know, just a really beautifully written Frank Capra-esque tale. And it's real exciting for us because, I mean, I just love Seattle anyway, but playing the Key Arena all these years has been awesome. And what happened to the building?
Well, they are going to remodel it because they're going to bring a Major League Hockey team to Seattle, and they're
awesome. Good for you guys.
Yeah, so it's out of commission for a while, but it's all good.
Well, it's all good. I mean, it's exciting for us because it's a new building, you
yeah.
know, and it makes it even that much more fun. I mean, every one of our shows is a first show for us. And this one's even going to be more special. And like you said, right after Thanksgiving, it's really like, you know, all ships ahead.
Yeah.
Let's go. Christmas is around the corner now.
You know, your shows are known for the spectacular special effects and, you know, the lights are mind-blowing and stuff is exploding and you go way up above the crowd on like a little cherry picker platform thing and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, don't remind me. Thank you. I'm afraid of heights, by the way.
Does that stuff always work, or do you ever have like a, you know, Spinal Tap moment where you're stuck up on the cherry picker and you can't get down?
You know, and I don't want to jinx myself, but so I'd say like the last 10 or 12 years, it's gone without a glitch. I mean, we absolutely have the greatest road crew on the planet. I mean, these guys, the men and women, they're the best of the best. And I mean, they rehearse their side of it as much as we do musically, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, but, you know, years ago when the technology was new, there was a couple of Spinal Tap moments where, you know, like the lift would go up and it would stay up for a while. I'd be like, all right, figure it out. You know, it just things happen. I mean, you know, like with anything else, when something's new, you got to work the bugs out of it. But we haven't had an issue in years.
I get the feeling you could play anything you wanted, and you've done some non-Christmas projects over the years, but I'm assuming that you're not recording these during the holidays because that's when you're touring. So is it like July and you're in a studio somewhere and you're hanging mistletoe on the walls of the studio to get the vibe right?
Pretty much. Listen, I remember recording these records and it's exactly that. I mean, you know, when you're in a studio and, you know, you dim the lights, you don't know if it's day, night, you know, cold, wet, hot outside, you know?
Right.
And Paul O'Neill, who created this thing, you know, he and his family, you know, they were very diligent about making sure that the vibe was right. Because these aren't just like songs that you're singing. You know, these are stories. These are very important parts of a greater work. You know, so when you listen to a song like This Christmas Day, which is on the Christmas Eve and Other Stories record, it's about a father who's lost his child somewhere, who's run away and can't find her way home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not something you just kind of sing, you know, kind of haphazardly and get through the lyric. You know, the singer has to become the father in the story. The lyrics have to come to life, and the listener has to be part of what's taking place. So, no, there is times where, you know, we've had fog in the studios, you know. you know, he's made it really cold. He's made it really, you know, listen, whatever it takes to get into character. I mean, you heard these stories, you know, about actors doing a similar situation. You know, this is no different except without the visual.
I was going to say, it sounds like acting. You got to really inhabit the character as you're doing the songs.
Yeah, you have to become the character. And in a lot of cases, you know, a lot of us are parents, and our children are growing up. And in my case, I have five children, three of which are older and all grown up and moved on. And, you know, you miss them every day. And that's what, you know, this rock opera that we're going to perform this year, The Ghost of Christmas Eve, is about. Everybody misses somebody around the holidays.
Yeah.
So not only are we, like, you know, singing these songs and playing the songs and the audience is watching, you know, like incredible pyro and lasers and all that stuff. But we're telling a story that we're all living.
Well, that passion and love for what you do shows when you're on stage, and we're very excited to have you in the South Sound at the Tacoma Dome on Sunday, November 25th, the Sunday after Thanksgiving, performing The Ghost of Christmas Eve, Al Petrelli and the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. In a way, it's kind of like, oh, if these guys are coming around,
exactly,
it's a sure sign of the holiday season.
I get on the phone with you, I know that, okay, it's time to kick the tires on this thing. It's back to work.
Yep. Well, we're glad you're going to be back. And
can't wait.
Have a great tour, Al.
All right, my brother. All my best to you and your family, and I'll see you real soon.